online,
on your smartphone,
from the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at one, here's Josh Coop.
A petition calling for Donald Trump's state visit to the UK to be cancelled now has more than a million signatures. Of those, around 21,500 of them live in Kent. Downing Street says the invitation has already been issued and accepted, and it will go ahead. New York Observer columnist Andre Walker says the petition's hypocritical.
We welcome people on state visits who stone adulterers and stone homosexuals, and nonetheless, if you don't want to bring people to your country or unfettered, that seems to be a problem for these people. The protests tonight at Parliament, I think it's absolutely shameful.
Well, protests are continuing against Donald Trump's travel ban. People from seven mainly Muslim countries are currently not being allowed to enter the US. Boris Johnson will make a statement in the Commons later about how British nationals are being affected. He wasn't too keen to speak to reporters on his way to work earlier, though.
I'll be talking to you in the House of Commons.
Okay.
That's the place, House of Commons. Be there.
What about his clarification? Okay. Are you happy with the clarification you were given?
I must ask you if you'll be so kind as to contain your impatience.
KMFM News.
Two people have been arrested after six people were shot dead at a mosque in Quebec City. The Canadian Prime Minister has called it a terror attack against Muslims. Christine Colum is from the local police.
Now we consider the event like an act of terrorism. We can confirm that we have six person pronounced dead and eight person is in a hospital.
A police officer has been seriously injured in a crash with another car in Gravesend. It happened at the junction of Old West Road and Pelham Road yesterday afternoon. A 26-year-old man from Northfleet is being questioned on suspicion of drink driving. It's exactly a year today since rival protests taking place in Dover turned violent. Since then, 45 people have been sentenced for their roles in the trouble. 17 others have been charged and are awaiting a court appearance. A Kent MP is leading an investigation into the impact of fake news. The government will look into the motive for sharing such stories and whether they've been used for political gain. Jo's got our special report.
Well, you've probably seen fake headlines on Facebook or Twitter, whether it's about terrorist attacks in Maidstone or massive car crashes in Canterbury. Now, after concerns, lies and propaganda are growing, a committee is looking at what websites can do to stop it.
Companies like Facebook and Google, they should look at the sources of fake news. Are they coming from companies based in particular locations, uploading content from particular servers? Can they identify them and take action against them, just as they do with things like piracy? But also, some of these stories are not just about political events. Some of them, I think, have been created deliberately to try and spread hatred and to split communities.
Well, that's Folkestone and Tithe MP Damien Collins. He also heads up the Culture, Media and Sport Committee. Well, we've been speaking to our editorial director Ian Carter, who says it's also a problem for trusted news websites like Kent Online.
The question of trust is something that is hugely important for every publisher in the world. For a company like us, where we're a very long-established company with a good reputation, it's vital that people know the news that we produce is trustworthy.
The committee wants people to comment on its website before the 3rd of March.
A Kent chiropractor who molested patients and secretly filmed them getting undressed has been struck off. 67-year-old Christopher Foley, who used to live in Highfield Close in Pembury, was jailed after pleading guilty last year. The offences involved 14 women over the space of 3 years. Police are searching for a group of men following a possible assault at a service station on the Kent-Surrey border. Officers were called to reports of an altercation at Clackett Lane at about 4 on Saturday afternoon. They want to speak with anyone who saw a white van at the services or on the M25 heading towards Kent at around that time. Two people have been rescued by firefighters after a motorhome overturned on the A2 near Canterbury. The vehicle, which was towing a trailer, ended up on its side on the coastbound carriageway near Harbledown last night. Nobody was seriously hurt. Now, there's calls today for lessons on how to teach teenagers to do CPR to be made compulsory in schools across Kent. Students at Cornwallis Academy near Maidstone have been learning the skill, which currently isn't part of the national curriculum. The classes were delivered by staff from the resus unit at Maidstone Hospital. Ashley Burr is one of the pupils.
The whole point of it is that we can transfer it on, pass it on to friends and family. I have two younger brothers, probably go home, show them how to do it, and I know a lot of people have said the same.
Just one bit of sport to bring you, it's ice hockey. It was a mixed weekend in the league for Kent's Invicta Dynamos after beating London Raiders 4-3 on Saturday. They lost 5-3 to Oxford City Stars last night. That's the latest. Next updates at 2.